Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and very excited about having our good friend Gary Moore back on the show. Gary spent... He's a recovering Wall Street guy, folks. He spent a few decades on Wall Street with Payne Webber as an executive up there, and he escaped and left Wall Street. But he's continued in the financial industry and as a financial advisor to many people, and especially focusing on ethical investing. He's written a number of books. My favorite is Spiritual Investments: Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton, also Faithful Finances 101, and his new book is called Look Up America, and he's our good friend, Gary Moore. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. One more thing I'm recovering from.
What?
Recovering Wall Street.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly right. I thought maybe you were going to tell me you're a lawyer, too. I don't think I can handle that.
I've got so many things I'm recovering from, had so many midlife crises, my wife has lost count.
I got you. Hey, Gary, one of the things our economy can't seem to recover from is this state of joblessness.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that what we have right now compares to what was going on in the recession, in the Great Depression, but surely this is as close as we've come to that period since then. What do you think?
No, actually not, Jim. Our memories are so short. You remember a phrase called the misery index?
Of course.
Okay.
No, but unemployment wasn't at this level back in the Carter days.
Not in the Carter days, in the Reagan years. Remember 1980 when
two recessions, 81, 83.
Yeah, we were trying to buy our first home, Jim, and we were fortunate enough to find a little condo that the seller would carry a mortgage at around 16%.
I remember that.
Yeah, and of course 16% mortgage rates just put all the construction workers out of business, home building. And, you know, our economy, do you know that in essence the sales of pickup trucks in the country, and that's Ford's number one profitable item, is directly related to the construction industry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that makes sense, but most people don't think about it. So housing has an effect on so many different industries.
Well, it does, and we had just come off of a really tough housing decade in the 70s here in the United States. Now, I'm talking about the chronic jobless, the systemic jobless situation in America. I don't think those days were as bad as we have right now.
Well, there's two answers to that, Jim, as always. The official unemployment rate was actually higher in the initial years of Reagan, when Volcker took interest rates way up, than they are today. The unofficial, you know, the various levels, people who got discouraged and so on, I'm not sure if it was higher back then, because I don't know if we never heard
back in those days, Gary, we never heard of chronic unemployment. We never heard of extending unemployment term benefits. We never heard of. I mean, the one thing is clear, Gary, that I base my position on. We have the worst labor participation right now since the Great Depression.
Yes.
Now that's the indicator that I'm going by. That's what I mean by chronic.
Okay.
There's one other thing, Gary, that makes it really rough, and that is that we've got marketplace conditions that are not economic that are causing part of the problem, and it's in the area of technology.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's I cite three factors, Jim. One is technology, as you just said. We have, it's funny, human Humans have dreamed of having machines do our heavy lifting for us since the beginning of time. Now we've got it, and we're saying, gee, be careful what you pray for, okay?
Right.
The second is globalization, of course, which is taking a lot of our low-end, non-skilled jobs overseas, has been. That's, we're seeing some signs of that slowing down. But I want to talk a little bit about, by the way, I had a newspaper ask me about this yesterday. They sent me an article about how terrible the economy is and all that kind of stuff, and especially joblessness, and asked me for my comments. And I said, all I want to discuss is everybody knows the obvious, those things, it's much discussed. But there's another thing in Wall Street that I saw that I think contributes to it, and it's rarely discussed, Jim.
Tell us what it is, and we'll talk about it in the next segment.
Okay, it's called maximizing shareholder value.
Oh yeah, no question about that. That's a good place to start when we come back after these messages. Gary knows all about that, and you won't be surprised to learn.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.